Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
How did you respond, Sam?
I said, you just unhook the hoses.
That's right. Sam got a text from Mary Beth just now. How do you winterize the outdoor faucets for the hose?
You send a 50-plus-year-old man over in his bathrobe.
In his bathrobe in the dark of night. That's what I said, Dan.
You know, you guys can mock me all you want, but Abby and Ryan, I think, owe me a Christmas card this year. Mm-hmm. Not that they've ever
for
failed.
For trespassing on your property.
Including a summons.
Abby and Ryan, I have saved their home 2 years in a row.
Wow. Have you considered knocking on their door and saying, hey, guys, in I've done this 2 years in a row? Well, you go over there in the dark in your robe.
I don't knock on their door.
I mean, you could wear whatever you would like, but, you know.
Hit them with a, hey, guys, just so you know, I've done this 2 years in a row now. You may want to winterize your hose hookups.
You may want to send over a casserole.
They might want to send over a casserole to me.
That's what I'm saying.
So, yes, Mary Beth, all you have to do is just unhook the hose. Never have that hose hooked up to the faucet or the spigot, the whatever bib. You want to call it. What's it called?
Bib.
The bib.
The bib.
When it gets below freezing, because that can freeze your pipes inside your home.
Now, Scott, when the temperature does drop low enough that we have a hard freeze, if I don't see you outside of my home in a blue Stafford robe, I'm going to assume you don't care about me.
No, I've just told your girlfriend what to do, and that is unhook the hoses. I think you can do that yourself. The reason I don't go to Abby and Ryan's house, and it's very simple.
You prefer to lurk?
No, Pierce Sam.
A lurker.
Don't you think it would be mildly embarrassing if I went over to their home? You know, they've lived there longer than I have, and told them that they're making a classic homeowner's mistake?
Yeah, they'd love that.
Yeah. Mansplain them why they're not doing things correctly outside of their own home.
That's why I do it privately.
and then tell bajillions of people on the radio about it.
I haven't dropped their last name.
Yet.
Foyt.
Last time we listened to him, click.
But no, I do it just as a little favor. I don't go to the north side of their home. I figure that's their north side neighbor's business.
Oh, so that's the colder side.
I'm sure they've been wondering why every year their pipes burst on the north side of their home and not the south side.
Odd.
The plumber's like, it can't be the hoses. No. This one's unhooked.
Even Scott has limitations.
So anyway, you remember the story last week where people were showing up at this one homeowner's place in Alexandria, Virginia, and they were captured on Ring doorbell wearing super scary masks.
Terrible, terrible story.
Just horrible freak out masks.
Like, one was the It mask.
And there were others that
Jason
you would recognize, very famous, most of them found in horror movies. Story here from NBC News. The police spent more than 100 hours trying to crack this case. A case that they said could have had deadly consequences.
Yeah, they thought these idiots would get shot.
It was on October 14th when the homeowner reported that there were masked individuals making threats at her door. The police chief even went on to say the homeowners, were absolutely terrified that this was happening, that this had occurred. It was a prank, an in-family prank.
Oh, wait a minute. The people that reported it were in on it?
It was a family. We don't know that. It was a family prank.
The people in the masks at the door were family members.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. And then they did not realize, play this out with me, that mom is going to call police. Police come over. They release the video. It goes viral. And mm-hmm. then there's probably this delay because they're like, oh, my God, now everyone's talking about this on CNN. Mm-hmm. What do we do?
So Chief McGuire, Chief McGuire in Alexandria blasted all of the adults who were in on the hoax. There is no evidence the victim knew that she was being pranked.
Okay.
Other than it's October.
All right, so when is it a Halloween prank, and when is it you're going to jail for wasting police resources?
The police chief is not convinced that anybody is going to jail or that there will be charges.
100 hours.
Well, there might be some restitution involved.
If they're doing a Halloween prank in the family, let's scare the crap out of mom. They didn't ask for this big police investigation.
Exactly. It's not my fault that you freaked out and called the cops.
The masks, you guys look like that thing on what's
it's
the
not
one
my fault
day
you do what you're supposed to do.
You get to go out and kill people, the Purge.
Yeah, the Purge.
It looks like these freaky, gross, awful, macabre Purge masks.
And 100 hours, that's you know, a week, two and a half people.
But still, Dan, 100 hours, they weren't focused on solving actual crime. You know, it's like when someone plays a prank on you at work and you're just trying to use the restroom and then they say to you, there's a mouse in the hallway, and you turn around and you're like, oh my God, is there a mouse? Because I just saw an ad. Do you have mice? Here's what you need to do. And I freak out and I go out there because I think there's a mouse. And there wasn't a mouse.
That's a lie.
That is false. There most certainly is a mouse.
You are not telling the truth.
Wait. I'm walking back, Dan, and Sam goes, did you just see the mouse? I'm like, oh my God, because I don't like mice.
Did you make that baseball umpire noise?
I did. I went out with trepidation slowly, and I'm like, where's he at? Because I hate those little things, but then I thought, you know, I should probably put it on social if there's a mouse running around out there.
Did you find a mouse?
Yes. Well, no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
It's a mouse. It's still there. Just because it plugs into your computer.
A computer mouse on the ground outside of the door, outside of the hallway.
Oh.
So there is a mouse in the midsection of the building.
I did not lie.
No, but you did.
But I did sell it. I go, did you see the mouse in the hallway? She goes, what? And I said, yeah, go look. It's still there.
I ran.
You should call the police because of the prank.
Exactly. I don't know how I feel about this because it is Halloween and people do things to scare people.
Well, and we remember when the new It movie was set to come out, there were all of those people hiding just on the edges of wooded areas clown costumes, holding red balloons, and people called the cops constantly. Did any of those people get charged?
I'm going to tie a red helium balloon to the gutter in my front yard.
Yeah, Sam, but in this case, those masked weirdos like rattled the doorknob, like acting like they were trying to get in. And that's why police were like, whoever's doing this, you're going to get shot. You're going to do this at the wrong house. Ugh.
3 point from the text line. So Halloween night, they should just go around arresting everybody?
I don't know.
Well, it is trick or treat.
Mm-hmm. Apple today became only the third company ever to break through the $4 trillion market value milestone.
Oh, man, I wish I had invested heavily in that.
$4 trillion.
20 years ago.
Apple shares rose fractionally in early trading, just enough to briefly push the company's value above the historic level. It ended the day, though, at $3.99 trillion.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Yeah. So sad. So sad. Amazon is laying off 14,000 corporate workers. I know you've had this in the stack today. And they're not even remotely shy about why. Amazon said today it is cutting thousands, 14,000, corporate jobs, confirming reports that began circulating last night. A memo that was shared with employees and posted on its website said the tech giant is targeting an overall reduction in our corporate workforce of roughly 14,000 roles. Care to guess why?
Why?
AI.
There it is.
At least Amazon has the stones to admit it, that AI has become so prolific that it is now taking over corporate jobs. This is the second largest corporation in America. It's not like they're wondering where their next meal is coming from. And yet they're going to use AI to get rid of white-collar jobs at Amazon.
Well, and keep in mind that Amazon was kind of the leader in using robots and AI-type technology, not AI as we know it today, but still very advanced algorithms to get the factory workers, for lack of a better term, to the unemployment line with the automation of their delivery warehouses.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of somebody pushing that box down the conveyor belt, now you have a robot pushing that box down the conveyor belt.
We'll see how far this goes and how it'll work when the AI refuses to turn in their TPS reports.
Okay.
Coming up next on the next Dr. Rick commercial, disconnecting neighbors' garden hoses, straightening acquaintances' picture frames, and offering to prune the hedges at his former residence. Back to you, Dr.
Wait,
Rick.
It's a little pruning.
Okay, all of that is true, but
he's not even denying it.
When did I ever...
Thank you, text line.
No. When did I ever volunteer to straighten up an acquaintance's pictures in their... How do you know that?
You don't volunteer, you just do it.
That is correct.
I know.
How do you know that?
Because I know you. And apparently the texter does too, because I'm not the one that wrote that.
Yes, if I am in your home and I see a picture is not perfectly straight, mm-hmm. I will straighten it for you.
Wow.
Very helpful.
I can see the commercial now. Just leave it. Just not leave your
it.
Picture.
Leave it.
Just leave it.
Bob, does that picture belong to you?
Crooked. It's crooked.
If their pipes burst, is it your fault?
The best one is when he
How
has the hand, when he
know
has
that?
The plumber over. And the guy's standing over him, telling him, you know, what wrench to use. And he goes, you hired the man. The man does not need your help.
Hang on. I need to find out who this person. How do you know that, texter?
Is that standard or metric?
Yeah.
Hang on. How do you know that about straightening pictures?
You're going to want to turn that hose connect three cranks to the right.
Three cranks to the right.
It's all true, though. This whole text is true. I'm scared. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So Stacker is out with a really interesting story today. We all know that mortgage rates are keeping homes largely unaffordable for some people. And they did a study on where people in Kansas City who are looking to buy a home.
I saw this.
Okay. They work in the Kansas City area.
Yeah.
Most of them work remotely. Okay. They want to stay in the general area. Okay.
Yeah.
But can't afford a home in the immediate Kansas City metropolitan area. Would you care to guess where they are most looking for homes? Most of these buyers are remote workers. But want to stay relatively close, and I use relatively in air quotes,
like,
relatively close to Kansas City.
Like Lee's Summit?
No, you're thinking way too close. You're way too micro. Think farther out.
Oh.
In most places, but not like Denver or, you know, Cheyenne, Wyoming or Austin, Texas.
Like Topeka?
Topeka did not. Yes, Topeka is number 4. And that's what I'm looking for, that kind of stuff.
Ooh. Wichita?
Wichita is number 1.
Wow.
By the way, I used to bag on Wichita a lot.
But is it more affordable?
Yes.
Okay, then it is here.
Yes.
Lawrence would not be affordable.
Lawrence is number 7.
I bet it would be number one if it was more affordable.
Probably.
I don't know, like a Joplin or a.
Hang on, Joplin is number five.
Oh wow! Okay,
you're on a roll, kid.
I was gonna say Springfield.
Springfield is number two, Dana Wright.
St. Louis wouldn't be on
St.
there.
St. Louis is number eight.
Hmm.
If you need meth or to get killed, go to St. Louis.
Okay. I did not say that. Columbia?
Columbia did not make the list.
Okay.
Also not affordable.
I'm out.
Okay. We'll go in descending order. Number 10, St. Joseph.
Okay.
Number 9, cute little town. My kid lives there. Warrensburg.
Oh, darling.
Number 8, St. Louis. Number 7, Lawrence. Number 6, I'll be there this weekend. Omaha, Nebraska. Number 5, Joplin. Number 4, Topeka. Number 3, Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Oh.
Number 2, Springfield, Missouri. And number 1, Wichita.
I'm going to Wichita. Bum, 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 bum.
Story here out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. A fan at Monday night's game between the Pittsburgh Penguins and the St. Louis Blues was taken to a hospital after falling from the upper concourse at PPG Paints Arena.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. The incident occurred early in the first period after Anthony Mantha's goal gave the Penguins a 2-0 lead. Emergency personnel treated the fan, who was not identified, before taking him to Mercy Hospital a few blocks from the arena. Play was not stopped at any time while the man was being treated. He is listed in critical condition.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. The fall, by the way, was the third. Wait a minute here. The fall at the Pittsburgh Penguins game was the third such incident at a Pittsburgh sporting event this year. This year.
What's going on there then?
In May, you may remember.
Yes.
A fan fell at a Pittsburgh Pirates game.
Terrible.
In the outfield. I think it was 21 feet exactly.
He did the Mary Lou Retton right on over.
Mm-hmm. And then on Saturday night, a worker at the home of the Pittsburgh Steelers suffered injuries to his legs when he fell 50 feet while doing work at the stadium scoreboard.
A Kansas City, Missouri idiot is in custody on charges he opened fire on another motorist during a road rage incident on I-70 in Independence last week. Oh, at 1:15 in the afternoon, by the way, because what better time to road rage than right after lunch? Independence police were notified of a reported shooting involving two vehicles in the area of eastbound I-70 near Nolan Road. Police learned that one of the cars involved was a black Chrysler 300. They found the car and took the driver, Adrian Hudson, 44 years old, by the way, into custody. According to court records, Hudson told detectives that after he changed lanes, the driver of the other car became agitated and extended a middle finger. Hudson then told police he thought he saw a firearm in the other car and out of fear fired two shots to scare the other driver in broad daylight on I-70. Mm-hmm. Let's just willy-nilly go firing at someone because they hurt your feelings with a middle finger.
Bullets that go up always come down.
I hope that's he goes science to prison for 10 years.
By the way, folks, we're going to be doing Terrible Joke Tuesday coming up after the 5:30 break. So if you've got a terrible but arable joke, we normally don't do it this late in the day, but we will today. We'll do it at 5:30, right after the 5:30 break. If you have a terrible but arable joke, this is read that dad joke. This is your time to text it in now at 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Remember, please don't waste Sam's and my time. If it's a dirty joke, we cannot read it on the air.
Dana will laugh at it and tell her dad.
We will. We will. But save it until we're done with Terrible Joke Tuesday so we don't have to filter through. Okay? Your dirty joke is perfectly welcome here after we're done. So let's get him going right now. 913-586-7798 for your arable but terrible jokes, and we'll get to them coming up in just a few minutes. Story here. Talk about getting up in someone's grill. A bald eagle took an unexpected ride to church. Cindy Vagel of Minnesota was traveling along Highway 59 when her eagle eye spotted something in the opposite lane. A few miles later, she realized, can we quit with the puns here? She realized she had a new wingman with her on the way to church. Vagel eventually discovered that a bald eagle flapping its wings from the grill of her pickup truck. Quoting here from Vagel, here the dang bird is hanging on the front of the truck, still alive.
Have you not seen the photo, Scott?
I have not.
The look, I need you to describe the look on this bird's face. And he's okay. I just want you to know he's okay. He's got one wing up, one wing down.
He actually looks pretty calm considering the circumstances.
But look at his eyes. He's like, seriously, Marge? Seriously.
Can you help me?
By the way, whoever wrote this story later writes, talking about how she slowed down and tried to help the eagle off the grill. Vagel was careful not to ruffle its feathers.
Oh, dang bird.
Well, now I would be
look
wondering.
At his face.
He's pissed.
If there were charges here because of the protections for bald eagles,
no.
But if there was no evidence of foul play.
Get out. Get out. Take you and your fake mouse and get out.
Take Mrs. Vagel and you and the bird. Get out. All right, we need your terrible jokes. 913-586-7798. We will do Terrible Joke Tuesday when we return here on Dana and Parks. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're in control of the show. It is Terrible Joke Tuesday, where your jokes have to be arable, but they have to be terrible. And you can send that joke in now at 913-586-7798.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
I drove by the other day, and I saw six cows out in a field. They were smoking and playing poker.
Hmm. No.
That's right. The stakes were pretty high.
It's pretty good, actually.
All right.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Dana.
I had to drive 50 miles last year in the snow and ice just to get a computer part I needed.
Oh, yeah?
Talk about a hard drive.
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
New York is the opposite. This is from 8348. I'm going to try to get this one right. This one's tough. I practiced it in my head twice. New York is the opposite of Minnesota. Because New York is where the Big Apple is, and Minnesota is where the Minneapolis is.
You want to try that again?
Minneapolis is.
Minneapolis.
No, Minneapolis is. I told you I'd screw it up. Dana.
Yes.
You know, I have that quad atrophy, and so I started doing lunges to strengthen my legs.
Yeah.
It's a big step forward for me.
Hey, Scott.
Oh, Sam, I was wondering if you were going to chime in. Sam.
You know, the woman who invented throat lozenges died at the age of 92. Oh.
No way.
Oh, yeah. That's sad. Well, thankfully, there was no coffin at the funeral. Hey, Dana.
Yes.
Did you hear about the demon that went to jail?
No.
Yeah, they got him on possession.
Hey, Sam.
Yes.
From 0259. Why did Piglet keep looking in the toilet?
I don't know.
He was trying to find poo.
Hey, Sam.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you.
Did I tell you about the bossy man who walked into a bar?
No.
He ordered everyone around.
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
You know, I went to a Halloween costume contest last weekend. I was dressed as a screwdriver.
Yeah.
I didn't win, but I turned a lot of heads.
staying with Winnie. Hey, Dana.
Yes.
This is from 6469. What is warm and dark and sits in the forest?
What is warm and dark and sits in the forest?
Winnie's poo.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Sam.
Did you ever wonder why Norwegian submarines have barcodes on them?
No, you just took the one I was going to go with. No, Sam, why do Norwegian submarines have barcodes on them?
So they can Scandinavian.
Hey, Scott.
What?
Why did the barber keep winning every race?
I don't know.
He knew a short cut.
Huh. Can't read that one.
Hey, I don't get the Star Wars one that this person.
I do. I get it.
Sam.
Yes.
Why can't you trust the king of the jungle?
You know, I don't know.
Because he's always a lion.
Hey, Scott.
What's up?
Did I tell you I started a garage band?
No.
I named it 999 megabytes.
Huh.
We haven't had a gig yet.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
You know, I started crying when Dad was cutting onions.
Really?
Yeah, onions was such a good hamster.
Oh, gross!
Hey, Dana.
Yes?
Have you heard about that new movie coming out called Constipation?
No.
Of course not yet. It hasn't come out yet.
Hey, Scott.
What?
Why are pirates called pirates?
Oh, no.
They just are.
Okay, that's too easy. All right, you want me to try the Star Wars one?
Sure, I don't get it.
This is from 89.92. Dana won't get it either. Star Wars fans will get it. Dana.
Yes.
Why couldn't Luke Skywalker find love?
Why couldn't Luke Skywalker find love?
He was looking in Alderaan places. Thank you, Dan.
Okay. Did I tell you, Sam, the other night I lost an electron?
That sucked. Yes.
Yeah, you really got to keep an eye on them.
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
Why did the lawyer make a new pot of coffee?
Why did the lawyer make a new pot of coffee?
Yeah, there was insufficient grounds.
I'm going to have to change this one up a little bit. It's a good joke, but... hey, Dana.
Yes.
Why doesn't the mob like Jehovah's Witnesses?
Why doesn't the mob like Jehovah's Witnesses?
They don't like any witnesses.
Hey, Scott.
What's up?
Why do mushrooms get invited to all the parties?
Why?
Because they're such fun guys.
Okay.
Hey, Dana. What do you call Chewbacca with chocolate on his face?
What do you call Chewbacca with chocolate on his face?
Chocolate chip Wookiee. Hey, Scott.
What?
Why did the math teacher start to see a therapist?
Why?
Well, no matter how hard they tried, none of their students could solve their problems.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
This is from 4130. What happens if you don't pay the exorcist?
I don't know.
You get repossessed.
Yeah, Sam just read that one.
Did you really?
Hey, Dana.
Close. Wait. Sam. No.
No, it was close.
It was very close.
Did I ever tell you about the guy that invented lifesavers?
No.
And he made a mint.
Scott, how does the moon cut his hair?
I don't know.
Eclipse it.
See yourself out.
I will.
Oldie buddy goodie here from 3628. Hey, Dana.
Yes?
How can you tell a dad joke from a regular joke?
How can you tell a dad joke from a regular joke?
You should know. It's apparent.
Mm. Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Did I tell you I had a quiet game of pickleball the other day?
No.
Yeah, there was no racket.
Clearly, you are not Dana's neighbor.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
What did the cucumber say to the pickle?
I don't know.
You mean a great deal to me.
Okay, that's too much.
And my jokes were bad today? The Alderaan joke? Come on.
Hey, Dana.
Yes?
Why did the bike need a nap?
Why did the bike need a nap?
Yeah, it was too tired.
You know, Sam, did I ever tell you about the story about two sheep who walked into a bar?
No.
That's it. That's the joke.
Okay.
Sam, what did the worker at the rubber band factory say when he was fired?
I don't know.
Aw, snap.
Okay. I bet he'll bounce back.
You can't add on to somebody's joke.
No, Sam.
Well, I'm sorry that I'm quick-witted.
This isn't Festivus Friday. Hey, Dana.
Yes.
What do you call... I'm going to have to get this one right, too. Mm-hmm. What do you call a snowman with a six-pack?
What do you call a snowman with a six-pack?
An abdominal snowman.
Nice. That was good.
Thank you.
Get out. Sam.
Yes?
Why did the belt go to jail?
I don't know.
Because he was holding up a pair of pants.
Hey, Dana.
What?
You know, I was talking to my insurance agent the other day, and they told me that if somebody comes and steals my comforter in the middle of the night, I'm not covered.
Scott.
What?
Where does the general put his armies? In his sleeves.
This is getting bad. Hey, Scott.
What?
Did I tell you the one about the dyslexic man that walked into a bra?
No, Sam.
Very funny. Sam.
Yes?
What did the yoga instructor say when her landlord tried to evict her?
I don't know.
Namaste.
Why are we reading it so slow?
Namaste.
Because when anybody on this show makes a mistake when they're trying to deliver the punchline, the other two jump on them mercilessly.
What did the yoga instructor say when her landlord like, I'm going to evict you? She went, namaste.
It's getting worse. Hey, Scott.
Dana, you can slow it down. It's still bad in slow motion.
Namaste. Okay.
Did I tell you some guy stole my iPhone and my neighbor just stood there?
Really?
Yeah, I asked him why he didn't help, and he stated, well, I'm just an eyewitness.
Namaste.
Okay.
Hey, Dana. What do you call a pirate mutiny?
What do you call a pirate mutiny?
A conspiracy.
Scott, what did the football coach say to the broken vending machine?
I don't know.
Give me my quarterback.
Sam.
Yes?
What state is known for its small drinks?
You know, I don't know.
Minnesota.
You want to try that again?
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
What did the cake say to the fork?
I don't know.
You want a piece of me?
Oh, boy.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Sam,
you know,
what's
I
going
went
on,
out
buddy?
And bought a cherry tree, and then I grabbed a mic stand while I was there.
Uh-huh.
I bought a bing, I bought a boom.
Hey, Dana.
Oh, come on.
What, Scott?
This is from 7564. How is a push-up bra like a bag of potato chips?
How is a push-up bra like a bag of potato chips?
The minute you open it, you realize it's half empty.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's good.
Scott for the win.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
What did the nut say to the other nut in a game of tag?
I don't know.
I'm a cashew.
Somebody's off their meds.
Yeah.
I'm a cashew.
We got you. We got you. I think we're done.
Namaste.
Nope. Nope. Sam, I think you might have one more left.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam, what's
where
going on,
do
buddy?
Ye find a pirate who's lost his wooden leg?
Sam, I don't know. Where do ye?
Right where ye left
him. All right. You guys have a good afternoon. Sam Stevie the Third. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Story here from the New York Post. The accused mobster's son of a legendary mafioso named Quack Quack was denied bail today in the sensational case involving NBA-tied rigged card games over concerns that Quack Quack would return to his...
I'm sorry. What's his name?
Quack Quack.
Got it.
That Quack Quack might return to his witness tampering ways. Lawyers for Anthony Ruggiero Jr., 53, had pushed for a $5 million bond insured by his family and friends during the reputed Gambino mobster's bail hearing today in Brooklyn federal court. But the judge agreed with prosecutors that Ruggiero's history foreshadows what he would do if released. He would tamper with witnesses. Well, he had a beautiful home. My goodness.
I'm sure he did.
The judge noted that Ruggiero, when incarcerated in a previous case, had threatened to kill a witness. Quoting here from the judge, he made his hand in the shape of a gun and said, "You know how we take care of rats, up close and personal."
Okay. Simmer down, Quack Quack.
Yeah, nothing says I'm super scary like my name is Quack Quack.
You want to mess with him?
No, I don't.
I didn't think so. Ruggiero sat glum in a tan prison outfit as the judge denied the bail package. Soon afterward, a co-defendant, Curtis Meeks, not known as Quack Quack,
he wasn't very loud either,
pleaded not guilty to wire fraud and money laundering charges. He received a $250,000 bond.
So what's next? Can they rank, like, let's say there's 31 people that have been arrested or indicted or whatever, but there's probably thousands of people involved.
Sure.
Can they yank the Hall of Fame status of, who was the, is that the Billups that was in the Hall of Fame?
Chauncey, yeah.
Can they take you out of the Hall of Fame once you're in the Hall of Fame?
That's a great...
They cannot put you in if you do something stupid up front, but can they take you out after you're in?
So
why not?
O.J. Simpson remains in the NFL Hall of Fame.
Oh, good Lord.
And that's the Bills Ring of Honor.
Mm-hmm. Awkward.
So I guess they could technically remove you, but I mean, if they don't remove O.J. Simpson, they're not removing Chauncey Billups from the NBA. Now, will he ever play in the NBA, or check that, not play, but ever work or coach in the NBA again? No.
Listen to this from ESPN. The alleged connection between the mafia and two former NBA players began the way such things often do, through a little-known intermediary. That's one of the ways organized crime finds its way into locker rooms and athletes' inner circles, by degrees, through introductions that at first seem harmless enough. What starts as a friendly poker night or an invitation from a trusted acquaintance can, before long, become something else entirely, a sticky web of influence, and soon enough, obligation, former prosecutors and those who study the mob say. Which is exactly what I said. They may have started out thinking, oh, we'll do this once. And then the mob goes, nope, guess what? You're ours.
You're hooked for life.
Yeah, funny enough, once you start making the mob a ton of money, they don't like it when you want to stop making them a ton of money.
You're right, Texters. OJ was acquitted, found not guilty. He was also found liable to the tune of $33 million because the civil jury decided to correct what the criminal jury could not do. Let's not play around. OJ Simpson killed those two people.
Thank you.
Give me a break.
Allegedly.
No, what's he going to do? Sue me? He's dead.
I will tell you this. We did spend an inordinate amount of time the other night going through old Norm MacDonald reels on SNL.
He's so funny.
For which, by the way, he was fired because they said to him, can we ease up on the OJ jokes? And he gave two gigantic middle fingers to the executives and said, no, he's guilty. Everybody knows it. I'm not going to stop. You can actually look up his best of skewering OJ on Weekend Update. The reel lasts like 45 minutes, Scott, because he at the time was saying what everybody thought but wouldn't say.
That's exactly right. By the way, this was playing out last night just as we were getting off the air or about to get off the air. I don't know if you had looked over to one of the news stations. There was a motorcyclist going down the freeway in Southern California at 200 miles per hour.
Until he wasn't.
And led police on this huge chase through, I believe it was Los Angeles County, if I'm not mistaken. And he's accused of killing a sheriff's deputy shortly prior to the chase beginning. He's weaving in and out of traffic. Finally, there is an off-duty sheriff's deputy who is just driving down the freeway, well aware of what's going on, and he sees this motorcyclist coming up on the shoulder to his left.
Yep.
He smacks this guy so hard, he is more airborne than an airborne ranger down at Fort Benning. Good. We got to run. It's been a great afternoon. Birthdays today, Bill Gates, Joaquin Phoenix, Brad Paisley, Julia Roberts. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.